This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You would think that I wouldn't have to write about and talk about ideas that should be intuitively obvious. But we live in a world that has lost its moorings and often crashes on the shores of insanity. So let me state the obvious. U.S. embassies should fly the U.S. flag. Now that wasn't too hard, was it? By now you must wonder why I say that. Well, it turns out that some staff at U.S. embassies aren't exactly thrilled about flying our flag and have found ways to fly all sorts of other flags. That would include rainbow flags and BLM flags in front of an embassy that is supposed to be representing the United States in other countries. Last month, Rich Lowry wrote that the U.S. embassy should fly Old Glory and only Old Glory. You might want to read his column. You will discover that there is no small issue and suggests that House Republicans address this issue when the new Congress convenes. Representative Jeff Duncan has offered a bill since 2018 that attempts to end the practice of flying non-U.S. flags at our embassies. At Point of View, we've encouraged listeners to contact their member of Congress concerning the Old Glory Only Act that will likely be introduced next month. President Obama gave permission to embassies to fly rainbow flags during Pride Month, but the practice has continued. The only requirement is that non-U.S. flags be smaller than the U.S. flag and fly beneath it. President Trump reversed course, but the requirement for permission only applied to non-U.S. flags on the official flagpole. The Washington Post reports that the facades of some embassies are hidden behind large rainbow flags. Many embassies have BLM flags. You know, men and women have died for the American flag. It should be the only flag flying at a U.S. embassy. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.